The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, it's the first one of the week. You've got a few chances to get one into us for this week. You can email talk@beat102103.com or you can WhatsApp us. This is a first, I believe. Go for it.
Hey, Niall and show. I'm gone out with a guy for a while and he has been invited to a wedding. I was really happy when he said he got a plus one and was bringing me. Last night we were chatting about the arrangements and I asked about booking the hotel. He said there was no need because he has the van and the mattress in the back. He said we can use the bathroom in the hotel and I can change in the back. Lads, we're gone for 2 days, the night before and the wedding night. Is he all right thinking that I can just make that work, like hair, makeup, outfits? He said that he'll bring me a small mirror and he'll leave the back open so there's natural light and we can use wipes instead of a shower like at a festival. He thinks this is perfectly doable. I can't do it, lads. Would you?
Oh my God.
I'm often envious of people with vans that they can just go off and do things, but I don't know about a wedding.
A good friend of ours is a man with a van and a mattress. I won't name names, but he's a good friend of us.
And he travels all over the country with it and further. He's gone abroad.
Yeah, but he travels predominantly on his own. Mm. And I don't think that if he was going to something like this, that he would expect somebody to join him in the back of the... I think...
Well, the question is, would you, show? Would you? That's a serious
note. I do think that if it was a different circumstance where you were just going camping or whatever, you were going off somewhere. No. I don't think she's asking much. I want a bit more than a small mirror and natural light when I'm getting ready for a wedding. I'm sorry, I want a shower and I want to be able to, I want the space. Like, I've got changed in a car. I did an event a few months back and I was coming down from Dublin and I couldn't go anywhere to get changed, so I literally got changed in the car. It's very doable. But if you're going to a wedding and you're staying 2 nights and she deserves more than a few wipes. Like, I don't know, it's just book her a hotel for a night.
Or
do you know what
B&B.
I mean? Or even a guest house or whatever, lads. She's asking too much. He's asking too much of you. Like, if you were that kind of person and you were like, whatever, you know, free and like, it didn't bother you. But this is clearly not her. And I don't blame her for like wanting to get ready and having a little bit of space
and
comfort to do so.
I think to bear in mind, this is probably her first like glam do with his circle of friends.
Yes, meeting all the friends.
She wants to look her best.
Of course. And I don't think that makes her vain or high maintenance or anything like that. Like, the one thing I don't think I could like negotiate on is, if I'm getting dressed for a wedding, I'd like to be able to shower and where is she plugging in her straighteners or her curlers? Do you know what I mean?
In the lobby of the hotel.
And then every time she needs the toilet, she's going to the hotel. No, it doesn't make sense. It's not working, lads. It's not working. And she's right to make a stand on it and say, and if he feels that strongly about him, let him sleep in the van and you book yourself in somewhere. It's not fair to ask her
okay,
to do that.
Would you do it? 085 102 9103.
Let's get through some of the messages. Sandra, sackable offence, no shower, no way.
Nolene, this is not good. If this is the standard he's starting at under first opportunity to go away together, it sounds scary to me.
Well, I don't think it's like
scary
horror movie stuff, but I think it just sounds like...
Well, some people might feel nervous sleeping in a car park in a van. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's fair. Yeah, you know? I think it's more him thinking that he can save a few bob and it makes perfect sense because he has a mattress.
Yeah.
Elizabeth said, girl, he should have more of a respect for you than expecting that. Now, come on. A wedding is not a festival. If he can splash out some cash for a hotel so you can be comfortable, then I'd be declining... If he can't, sorry, splash out cash, I'd be declining the wedding invite, because let's face it, it's going to be a disaster doing that.
Tony was on from Gorey. No. He sounds so tight he probably squeaks when he walks. It's a wedding, not a fishing trip. Let him go in the van and maybe she could go halves on a room with someone. If I even suggested this to my other half, I'd be divorced and living in the van.
At least you know where you stand,
yes,
Tony.
Shanine was on. She just finds it all quite funny.
Three. This is brilliant. It's brilliant. Do it. You'll have the best weekend of your life. The best 2 nights of your life.
No.
You're the only one on that trail of thought. Yeah. Everyone else is like, no,
horror
the poor
show
thing, having to get changed. It's scary stuff.
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.